All right, let's get our sports on and a lot of NFL news and our Biggio's on. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Biggio's in the Marriott Marquis. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Tyler Scott back in studio today. No Jong.
T-Skis.
And Voldemort out here at Biggio's keeping us on air. If you want to get in today, best way to do it is to text the show at 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott. No Degenerates 975 today because that's a Jong thing.
There's a few famous guys in our audience already. That's exciting to me.
Joel Blank and Barry Laminack.
Joel Blank, Barry Laminack, and Dwight Howard all here watching our show. This is it's exciting news. See, I mean, this is a fun event.
But tell people the real reason that Joel and Barry are here. They're waiting for the ride.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
they're not trying to watch the show.
Or I think Joel's waiting on a salad. Did you get a salad to go? What kind of salad?
Chicken salad.
A chicken salad to go. Are you one of those guys who doesn't eat publicly? Yeah, Joel doesn't eat in front of people. He must be like
That's true.
Oh, you're not? Oh, okay. You just didn't want to. Okay. I was going to say, I could see Joel being one of those guys who doesn't like to eat in front of people. Like maybe he's a weird eater. Or, you know, I mean, some people are weird eaters. I don't know.
Yeah, some people are messy eaters.
Right.
I'm a fairly messy eater. I usually have
You indeed
crap
fall
on my
into
shirt.
That category. Yeah. You're like a mustard on the shirt kind of
but
guy.
But I don't really care. If you don't like it, tough.
I mean, that's the good thing about you being elderly is people just kind of let that slide. It's like, oh, he pooped his pants. That happens to old people sometimes. That's no big deal.
I don't do that. I just spill crap on my shirt when
I'm eating. Or that, whatever. You know, it's all the same thing in the end, Fred, for old people.
No, it's not. It's not, but that's okay. All right. You can text the show also, 713-780-3776. And it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So whatever you do, whether you text, whether you come down to Biggio's and hold up a sign, whether you send a carrier pigeon, put odds on it. That simple.
One of my favorite days of the year, the opening of these conference tournaments. I love this thing.
How much action do you have going today?
Actually, not a whole lot. I'm on a couple Big East games later on. I was telling you when you came in that the last cut from my card was Clemson plus 6.5.
I looked at that one too, and at the last minute, I'm like, no. And it's one of those you'd have been right about, but you'd have lost.
Yep. Clemson plus 6.5. Duke wins 79-72. So that that would have been...
in a game that was like a three-point game.
Yeah, I mean,
it was tight.
But there's already been some good games today. The Miami-Syracuse game was pretty good and put Syracuse in a serious bubble spot. Although I kind of tend to lean that Syracuse will get in. They just beat Duke, which was a big win for them. It was them and Georgia Tech, and Georgia Tech was kind of a bubble team too. And Syracuse smashed them when they played at the Carrier Dome. So I kind of said, well, that's probably safe for Syracuse, but when you lose the opening game of your conference tournament, or I guess it's technically the second round, but
yeah,
it's not a good look. And they're firmly on the bubble, although I tend to think, and I don't know that it's right to think this way, but this is exactly where Syracuse was last year. Should they make it? Should they not? Last year, I was team they should not. But this year, I keep thinking back to last year, and they made a run out of this spot, and I'm like, well, I mean,
yeah, but that,
I'm all right with it.
That aside, I think they've got enough good wins.
I think so, too.
I really do. And
the ACC is just so good, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been saying for a while, I think the ACC is a 10-bid league. Nine, maybe at a minimum. So I just think that it's hard to leave that team out. I think they're good enough to go.
713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show, and it's going to be a fun show today. We're going to do our Pillow Talk segment in the 6 o'clock hour, but it's going to be a little bit different because we had to record it because Beth is out of town, and we had a dominatrix And I have to say,
was she a dominatrix or was she a flogger?
She was a flogger who was also a dominatrix.
Okay. Joel Salad has arrived.
Yeah, yeah, they brought it out to him. And he tipped the guy with a handshake, too. That's... But...
Listen, when you're a celebrity, you can tip with handshakes. Yeah, that's the way it works.
That's Joel.
Oh, look at Barry.
He's big time. and he's cleaning up on all the...
Yeah, Barry's taking all the free swag.
Yeah, you can't have my Biggio's koozie because it's on my beer. So there.
No.
But, I have to admit, I don't know how it's going to come off on radio. I think it'll be a fun radio segment. It's probably one of the most uncomfortable things I've ever done.
You were uncomfortable?
I was very uncomfortable with it.
I was moderately uncomfortable.
See, for you to be uncomfortable, I think you're a little more open to things than I am.
It was just a little bit weird because she was wearing clothes that were not concealing anything.
Yeah, that was odd.
Like, her outfit was entirely see-through.
And
so
she was kind of mean. I think you have to be if you're going to beat on people.
I guess
whips.
So, yeah.
That's probably part of the job description. Must be mean. I don't know. It's very weird. We'll let the people decide.
Yeah.
713-780-3776. You know, I'm still trying to get my internet to work here. Okay, so Tony Romo is going to be released tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Or Thursday, maybe.
Today's Wednesday.
Oh, I guess today is Wednesday. God, I'm all mixed up. Yeah.
For our...
Tomorrow or Thursday, whichever comes first.
Whichever comes first. It could be
Tony Romo will be released. I guarantee it's one of those two, though.
Yeah, and the reports are he wants to play for the Broncos or the Texans. If I were a betting man, I'd say what I've said all along and what I've been hearing all along is that he's going to go to the Broncos. And we'll see. If I were the Texans and he weren't going there, I would definitely try to make a deal with him that would be backloaded.
Yeah.
So
you could get out of Osweiler and then work into him.
Right. If he stays healthy, you'd keep him around next year.
Yeah.
And if not, I have a question for you. Who do you think is going to be easier to work with? Because we're talking about a couple of control freaks here. John Elway or Bill O'Brien? If you're Tony Romo.
Man. I don't know, but I'll tell you what the tiebreaker would be. One of those guys that has actual skins on the wall.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if I'm weighing things out, it's like, oh, both these guys could be a headache to deal with. I'll take the guy that has won Super Bowls not only as a player but as an executive. I mean, it's just let's face it, it's a better organization.
It is. It's been a more successful organization over time. They've won with different groups. And, I'm kind of with you on that, and I think that's why it's going to happen. But the reality is, those are not guys I'd want to work for.
No.
Either one. I do think that Elway, at least you've got a buffer because you've got a coach there. But Bill O'Brien doesn't strike me as a guy I'd want to play for if I were a quarterback, especially if I'm Tony Romo. But that's going to be a big topic tomorrow, and that's almost everything indicate, and it makes sense for the Broncos because they've got a guy who's waiting in the wings.
And they still seem to believe in that guy, in Paxton Lynch. I mean, I don't know if I believe in Paxton Lynch, but they drafted him in a spot where they felt comfortable waiting. I think they're hoping that they can do with him what the Packers did with Aaron Rodgers and sit on him until the time is right. And if he works out, you pay him an extension and you've got your franchise quarterback. And if he doesn't, okay, not the end of the world. But they still seem to believe that Paxton Lynch is the future at quarterback.
Man, I like Paxton Lynch. I liked him coming out of the draft. I think he's a guy that's going to take a couple years to develop, though, so this is perfect. And if you have that kind of guy, then and you're the Broncos where you think you can win again this year, I think you make that move. Now, defensively, I don't think they're the dominant force they were 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But I also believe that, Tony Romo playing well could mitigate that a little bit and raise the offense. Although that, I guess if I were looking at it from his perspective, it would be, where do I have the easiest chance to win?
Right.
And I still think, even though they're improved, I still think I'd rather be in a division with the Colts, Jags, and Titans as opposed to the Raiders and the Chiefs.
I can see that
That's
argument.
That's the only argument I think I can make in favor of it.
I can see that argument. I haven't looked really at the Broncos cap situation. I don't know who can afford to pay more.
I think they're both kind of in the same boat. I do think that if you're the Texans, you have to do the, well, we'll give you $5 million this year and yeah. 18 next year or something.
It's just a matter of preference, I guess. It's like, and he's kind of the hot chick at the dance. He gets to decide who he wants to go with, and that's a good situation for him. But it kind of, you know, for the Texans and the Broncos, one of those teams is going to be sorely disappointed because the backup option is not nearly as good as Tony Romo. I mean,
certainly not as accomplished. And now what you could do is you could get lucky with an A.J. McCarron or a Brett Hundley or somebody like that who might be healthy. But, yeah, that's my big concern with Romo, even if the Texans were to get him. It's like, when is he going to break?
Right.
And I could easily see him playing two games and snapping. I could see him playing 12 games and snapping, and then you're stuck with Brock Osweiler again in the ostrich leading you in the playoffs. And I just don't – I think that's the negative to it. So I don't think it's the end of the world if you don't get him. But I do think that would be my preference, and I still would go out and draft a guy. I don't think I would just say, oh, well, we're good now. We got Osweiler.
Right.
We got Savage. We got Romo. No, I'm going out and drafting somebody. But I think he's going to wind up in Denver, and it's all going to be moot. All right, guys. Tell you what, if you were staying at home, you want to do some cooking, you want great products, you want great food, you want it easy, you want it affordable, Blue Apron is the way to go. Less than $10 per person per meal. We'll start off with that. And you can choose from a variety of new recipes each week, or you can let Blue Apron's team surprise you. The recipes are not repeated within a year, so you'll never get bored. And these recipes are great. The wife loves them. She keeps a bunch of them, and we'll use them over and over again. It's flexible. You can customize your recipes each week based on your preferences. It's easy. Even I can do this. Each meal comes with a step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe card and pre-portioned ingredients and can be prepared in 40 minutes or less.
I actually had some Blue Apron last night, Fred. It was outstanding. Yeah, and I've got a little bit left over that I'll probably eat tonight because I'm lazy. Guys, it's great. It's fresh. It's easy for everybody. My wife gets excited when that box comes because it saves her a trip to the grocery store. Check out this week's menu. Get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/blitz. You're going to love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/blitz. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
This is The Blitz.
The Blitz
on ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Biggio's in the Marriott Marquis. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at Biggio's. In the Marriott Marquis, beautiful downtown Houston. If you want to come by, somebody was tweeting at us earlier today asking where's a good happy hour near Minute Maid Park. Here, come on out. And this might be the biggest TV I've ever seen behind us here.
It's pretty large. It's bigger than the one in my living room.
Yeah?
It's not a 160-foot screen like Joel Blank told you, but it's pretty big.
Is that what he called it?
He said it was a 160-foot screen.
Now I want to know exactly how big this is.
I think it's actually 160 inches or maybe 130 inches, something like that.
But it looks like it's about
130? Okay.
Yeah.
Joel called it a 130-foot screen.
Oh, okay.
Not a 160-foot screen. Either way.
I think that's
the screen is not the size of King Kong. It's just a really big TV.
Okay. But Samuel L. Jackson would have to come and do something about it. And 713-780-ESPN. Tim, what are the odds of Texans make a push for Cutler if they lose out on Romo's sweepstakes and odds of his success in Bill's system? I'm sure that they'll make that call. I mean, they have to look at everything, right?
I mean, outside of Tony Romo, isn't Jay Cutler the most accomplished guy available?
Because you can't be in the Kirk Cousins derby because you don't have the cap room to do that. That's impossible.
And I don't think you don't want to commit that kind of money to the position either for the next 5-6 years, which is what Kirk Cousins is going to end up getting if he gets you know, if he gets out of Washington.
I think, yeah, now how he would do in his system, I don't know, because I don't know what the hell Bill O'Brien's system is.
Right.
Run the ball first down, run the ball second down, deep drop, throw the ball third down. That's his offense. Now, at least Cutler can throw the ball downfield.
Yeah.
There's that. And the thing is, and a couple people have brought this up, unless you get an offensive line in Denver or here, I don't know how successful Tony Romo's going to be.
I don't either. I mean, it's not going to be great. But you would assume that even behind a broken-down offensive line, both Denver and Houston would feel like we're better.
Yeah, yeah. I do think that they need to beef up the offensive line, though. There's Craig Biggio wandering around here.
Yeah, he'll be on with us at 5 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken.
Awesome,
so.
Awesome. Yeah. So. Yeah, I think
it's a
big deal to be a Hall of Famer. I think it's a big deal to have a place this big named after you. It's almost like having a building named after you.
I don't know. I'm going to go Hall of Fame bigger.
Okay.
Yeah. Because there's like really a lot of people who have buildings named after them.
Yeah, there's the Fowler Tower downtown. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I'm not aware of that, but there are a lesser number of baseball Hall of Famers that I know of. So
okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll talk to him at 5 o'clock. That'll be awesome.
Like George R. Brown has his name on a building across the street. He's not in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Is it bad that I don't really know who George R. Brown is?
I couldn't tell you either. No idea.
So George R. Brown gets an entire building, and I can't even get a
tower. His building's way bigger than Biggio's.
Yeah. That's interesting. That's it. I'm actually going to build the Fowler Tower at some point.
Okay. Good luck.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. And somebody says re-sign AJ and don't worry about your corners for the next 10 years. Not for that price.
No, thanks.
And I would worry because I'm not sold on him. He had one good year. Nice kid. Had a hell of a season. But physically, while he's tall, he's also very slight. I don't know how he's going to hold up, and you're paying him that much money. Here's a different one for you. Hi, AJ and Fred. My name is Maddie. My question is, what concussions are to football? What is the injury for basketball? Why do you think it is not covered by the media? The basketball movies don't really show injuries.
I don't think there is anything you can relate to concussions.
There's
it's
not
like
a
epidemic.
Right. It's... there are concussions in basketball, but it's not nearly as prevalent.
Right. There's a lot of knees, just like there is
in every sport
where you run and jump.
Ankles and feet, maybe more in basketball than other sports, but there's not really an equivalent. I don't think you can quite put it on. Now, what I would like to see is there's other sports that I think should be more focused on concussions than what they are.
Like soccer,
like hockey. I mean, hockey's trying to deal with it, but not really.
I don't know. I disagree. I'd like hockey better if they didn't wear helmets.
Well, I want them fighting again.
Yeah.
There's
hockey used to be like the tough guy sport. I don't think it's as tough guy as
now,
it used to be.
From a pure entertainment standpoint, it's made the game better because it's a lot more faster players and up and down the ice and exciting hockey. But I like the goon.
I'm with you.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Then a couple of texts here. Somebody says, rumor is the Saints turned down pick 18 from the Titans for Brandon Cooks. What do you think? I think they're stupid.
They're idiots then. If they
turn down that pick.
Well, if that's the case, they're just not looking to trade him.
Right, right. They're just, it's lip service.
If you think you should get more than that, you're delusional. Not that I think the Saints are a very well-run organization.
No.
I don't at all.
No, and they've historically been one of the worst run when it comes to the salary cap. They've constantly let go of skill players who were important to them, like Darren Sproles and Reggie Bush and Kenny Sills, guys who contributed. I think if they turn down the 18th pick, they're stupid.
Yeah.
Richard wants to know, what are the odds of Texans start the season with Brock number one and Savage as the backup?
God, I mean, that would be nightmarish.
5%. I say 5%. There will be another person in the mix. And that 5% is based on injury.
Yeah.
So, Big Lou says, Fowler Tower sounds like an awesome casino or a Disney Princess midget pleasure tower. Yeah, I think you could put both of those in there. It's going to be big enough. It's going to have a lot of – it'll have a bar.
Yeah.
It won't be as big as Biggio's bar is.
Why not?
Because this is huge. I couldn't put a 130-inch TV in my bar.
If you had Fowler Tower, you could.
Well, that's if I opened up the whole thing like they did here. There's an upstairs up there, too.
Well, I mean, I assume if your building's called Tower, it will be more than two stories.
Well, yeah, it's going to have about 40 stories, probably. But there'll be rooms and casinos.
All right. I mean, you ever seen a casino with, like, there's a roof right over your head on the first floor, or they usually have those raised ceilings?
Well, yeah, but that's where the casino is. The bars are down there. They're part of the casino.
Okay. I'm not going to argue. You run your place how you want.
I mean, it's going to look just like, it's going to be tremendous. It's going to be just like Trump Tower, only it'll have a casino in it. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. You're getting a lot of water the odds. Philip Rivers goes to the Texans. I don't think Philip Rivers is interested in leaving anymore. I think they thought they worked all that out.
It seems that way.
Yeah.
I mean, if
that guy were available,
he became available, he's...
I would rather have him than Tony Romo.
I would, too.
And Lamont kind of wrote something interesting.
You also don't get a discount on Philip Rivers, I don't think.
No, and that's part of the problem. Like, these guys you'd have to trade for.
Like, Tony Romo would even come at a discount. Like, relative to what he's been making, he'll be discounted because...
Yeah, you could put together a contract that would work.
Right.
Philip Rivers, you couldn't. Kirk Cousins, you couldn't. And that's part of the problem why everything's sort of limited here for the Texans. Their choices are basically you make a deal for Romo that's front-loaded if he wants to come here. If he doesn't prefer the Broncos, you trade for one of these backups that we've talked about endlessly, A.J. McCarron, less likely Jimmy Garoppolo, Brett Hundley, somebody like that, and give them a shot, or you draft somebody.
Yeah.
That's it. That's pretty much your options. Ooh, Derek says, Fowler Tower can only happen if real Falcons are the security guards. There would be Falcons all over that place. And then I'd have mice, just so you could watch the Falcons go and eat them. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Not into that.
Well, again, it's my tower.
That's true, yeah. I just won't go there. You guys are going to be doing cosplay and like...
No, we'll have MMA fights there too, just so you have to show up. Gabriel said, would you rather offer the money to Romo that you would give to A.J. Boye, let's say $12 million? Absolutely. But I don't think you need to do that. And I think if he really wants to play someplace where he can win, then he's going to give a discount to Denver or Houston.
Yeah, and you're not going to have to make a long-term commitment to him like you would to A.J. Boye. If A.J. Boye ends up sucking next year, you're not stuck paying him for the next three.
Yeah, I know I know you guys want to keep your own guys, and I know people like him, but how many of you even knew who he was before this season? And now you're wanting him to get paid $12 million
a year. I mean, he was a guy at the beginning of this, like he was a guy in camp who was fighting for a roster spot. You know, and he just, I mean, don't get me wrong, he played great this season, but I'm not a believer in giving guys a ton of money based on what they did for one season. Let's look at the rest of the time he was on this team. He was just a guy, you know?
Yeah, and I'm not paying you $12 million for that. I'm just not. And I think you, especially the position where you're already fine, and I think you'll be better next year because your front seven's going to be better. You happen to have one of the best defensive linemen in the league coming back.
That'll help. It should help.
713-780-ESPN. Should tell the people about Allied Outdoor Solutions.
I will do just that, Fred. Listen, the weather was beautiful today, and it's making me want to spend more time outdoors. If that's what you're wanting to do, but you're maybe not happy with the way your outdoor area looks, your patio's grayed out, or your pool deck's cracked, call the guys at Allied Outdoor Solutions and let them fix it. They can renovate your old faded pool deck or grayed out patio with a carved stone overlay. It gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less. It's trial and hand carved, custom colored for your home, so it looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. Currently got a blank slate in the backyard. Allied will build it from the ground up. Whether you want a functional concrete patio or you want an outdoor kitchen patio cover, you want a fire feature, a water feature, they can do all of that. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save some money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay. Get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Biggio's in the Marriott Marquis. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, and we have a very special surprise. We're live at Biggio's, or should I say we're live at your place. Hall of Famer Craig Biggio on the show.
It's everybody's place. You know, it's just kind of a Houston's place, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I want the fans and people to come in and have a good time.
Well, in business, you always talk about location. This location doesn't suck.
No, this is the location. You know, the first time that with Steven and Ira Mitzner, we went to with Rita, we went to lunch one day, and I got more excited about the location of it than anything else because it's like 2 blocks from, you know, Minute Maid. It's 2 blocks from the Toyota Center, the soccer stadium's 4 blocks away, and you think about the convention center and everything that's around here. And this whole area down here is revitalized, and it's happening, man, and it's nice. So it's exciting, yeah. So the area, it's come a long way since the year 2000 when Minute Maid opened up.
As a drinking degenerate, I love that you're walking distance from my place, or stumbling distance. But first off, we haven't had a chance to talk to you since you got in the Hall of Fame, so congratulations.
Thank you.
And
yeah.
How special was it for you when Jeff finally got in?
It was unbelievable. I mean, you know, he and I played together for, you know, 15 years side by side, and I was saying earlier, I mean, we were just two East Coast guys that didn't know anything about Texas when we got here, but obviously we've made our home here and lived here, and, you know, we've had an incredible ride, and to be associated now with the Houston Astros and be associated with him and I together forever on the greatest team ever, it's pretty special. So, I mean, he's in it. What did it take, Jeff? 7 years, took me 3 years, and you know, now we're forever hooked together on the greatest team ever, and it's pretty humbling.
Do you think that you could have made it without him and he without you? Do you think that your careers played off of each other because you're not scoring as many runs?
Yeah.
He's not batting as many guys in if he doesn't have you. Do you think of it that way?
I think that's an excellent question because it's, you know, he and I talk about it a lot. We complemented each other very well. I mean, I was the worker. I was the guy out there, got on, got hit, stole bases, got in scoring position. He can roll a ground ball over to short and, you know, you score. And we laugh and joke about it, but it's just kind of like, you know, we worked very well together, and he knew me and I knew him, and it was like, you know, it's almost like a marriage when you're, you know, it's, I know how they're going to pitch him, so I know when to steal. He knew how they were going to pitch me, or when something was wrong, he goes, yeah, your hands are too high, or, you know, I saw something. It was, you know, we just knew each other so well. So I think that we did. We complimented each other very well, and we played the game very well together. And we both understood that and both knew it. And at the end of the day, it's about scoring runs. It's about driving in runs. And for two guys that really were two different type of players in a certain way, we worked extremely well together.
That's what I was going to say. You guys take, though the road obviously went through Houston the whole time for both of you,
right.
It's still sort of different routes to the Hall of Fame, whereas he's the – when you watch Jeff Bagwell in batting practice, you know, that's the kind of guy you could say, oh, that's a guy who could make it to the Hall of Fame, a guy who puts up MVP-esque numbers.
Actually, you'd watch him take batting practice and go, hey, he's the worst batting practice hitter ever. Oh, my God, he was the best game hitter.
But
batting practice, it was kind of funny. We used to joke about it. He was terrible.
But as a guy who could put up MVP-type
absolutely,
numbers.
Absolutely.
And you, I mean, your career was such a grinding career. I mean, you played for a long time, and you piled up a lot of numbers to get there to the Hall of Fame. I think that's interesting too to see like that. There's different kinds of Hall of Famers. There's guys who burst their way in, and there's guys who play the long game and get in that way. And did you, when you wrapped up your career, and I'm sure getting to 3,000 hits and stuff like that was important to you. That when you wrapped it up, did you say, I'm 100% sure this is enough to get me in?
I never thought about it that way. I never thought about, like, playing the game to get in the Hall of Fame. I honestly say it all the time, and my family's sick of me saying it, but I love the game. I got paid to do what I love to do. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I tried to play every game. It was going to be my last. And, I mean, I came from a little town in Long Island, New York, and I got the opportunity to play in the big leagues for 20 years. And I never took that for granted. And I just loved every minute of it, playing every game. And, you know, the Hall of Fame guys, I mean, you know, it's nice when the little guy gets in, right? It's kind of like, it's the little guy gets in. But I'm kind of a cross-section between a little guy and a big guy. You know, the RBI guys, the home runs, they got more. I kind of sit in that middle. I didn't, you know, there's some little guys that have not as many home runs. But it's just, you know, for the grinder and the little guys that work hard, the Dustin Pedroias, and play the game the right way. And it's nice. It's nice to get in. and be appreciated for what you did and how you play the game. And obviously, I think your numbers help out. But the 3,000 hits it was never a number that I was trying to achieve. It just happened. And then it took on a whole other different animal itself where it wasn't just me. It was the people here. It was the people everywhere. I mean, everywhere you went, you got to get it. You got to keep going. And obviously to have it happen in Houston, that was a pretty special time in my life.
Did you feel any pressure at any point did you have thoughts of maybe walking away from the game before you did? And people are like, you need to hit that number. You need to keep going and hit that number. Or did you feel pressure? Did you give yourself that pressure to keep going late in your career?
And I just, you know, if it was meant to be, it was meant to be. And that's the way that I looked at it. I mean, you can get run over by a truck tomorrow and then you're never going to get there, right? So it was kind of like, Paul Molitor said to me one day, he goes, the advice that he gave me was really, are you going to try to get there? I'm like, I don't know. I mean, if it happens, it happens. He goes, listen, it's just, if it does happen, it happens. Don't make it something that consumes you. Just go out there and play the game. And I thought it was like, this 3,000 hit guy that, his recommendation was just keep going out there doing the same thing that you've been doing and don't make it something that you're consumed and obsessed with. And it never was. I never did get obsessed with it. The only thing I felt bad about and going into the last year was my teammates had to answer all the questions all the time about Vision 3000 and 3000. And then obviously after 3000, I was like, thank God these guys don't have to answer that question anymore. So, but no, it was never something that it just happened. And honestly, getting to 3,000 was really, it's kind of like for everybody here in Houston and everybody kind of in baseball where, I mean, I've played 20 years here. And to be able to, enjoy it together and do it together as far as one organization and one team, that's pretty cool. I enjoy that. I enjoy the heck out of it because so many people come up and say, hey, man, I was there. It was this and that. And thanks for being loyal. Thanks for staying here and all the years. And, I mean, that's a nice feeling.
Was there ever a time where you were close to going somewhere else?
Yeah, there was one year as a free agent. I almost went to Colorado, and I always loved Colorado. Obviously, great place to hit, right?
Oh yeah, that would have got your numbers up.
But yeah, that would have helped the power numbers for sure. But it came close. But then the right thing happened. And it wasn't from me wanting to leave. It was just sometimes negotiations just aren't going. They're like, come on, man, I want to stay. This is what I want to do. And if you don't want me, you don't want me. And then the right thing worked out. And then the rest has been history.
AJ and I have pretty strong opinions on this, that guys like Roger Clemens, guys like Barry Bonds belong in the Hall of Fame. As a Hall of Famer, and you've had conversations with people in the Hall of Fame, what's your opinion on that?
Well, I mean, as far as Hall of Fame, I mean, you look at the ballot's crazy. I mean, Barry's the best hitter I've ever seen in my life, and I loved Barry when Barry was in Pittsburgh. I mean, he was one of the, incredible players, played the game, over 600 stolen bases and never did it head first. I mean, never. And Roger's obviously one of the greatest pitchers of all time. So I who knows what's going to happen? I mean, we don't have a crystal ball. It's just kind of like, but those guys in general, they're Hall of Fame guys and they're great players.
It's hard to criticize them because they voted you in, but don't you kind of think some of these old guys need to sort of be slapped around and get some new blood in their voting?
I think that, the Hall of Fame really did a nice job with when they got rid of, it was 200 guys or whatever it was. If you weren't in a stadium or working in a stadium, for 10 years, then, you lost your vote. And it's kind of like, because you lose a little bit of touch, a little bit of what's going on if you're not going in the stadium and knowing what's going on with the players and stuff. But it also penalizes when you don't get a vote. That those numbers really work against you. But I think that the Hall of Fame has done a nice job in trying to tweak the system and make it better. The Baseball Hall of Fame is the hardest Hall of Fame to get into. I mean, that's what makes it so great and so special. And you look at the guys on the list now, there's guys dropping off the list that were incredible players. And you're like, wow, they're done. And that's what makes – when you talk about the Baseball Hall of Fame and being part of that and, having two guys here in Houston, it's a pretty special thing.
When – it was announced that Bagwell made it. The first question people started asking us was, is Lance Berkman a Hall of Famer? And you played with that guy for a long time. His numbers aren't quite Bagwell level, but his numbers are solid, and he didn't have the same perceived cloud over him that Jeff Bagwell did. Do you think Lance Berkman's a Hall of Fame player?
I've really looked at Lance. Lance was an incredible player. I mean, you look at his numbers. I don't know exactly what his numbers are, but without looking at them and just remembering the type of player he was during his era, it was a tremendous player. I would almost feel, I don't want to say it, but it was almost like if he could have done it for a little bit longer, then maybe he would have definitely had a better case. And sometimes that's what happens. I mean, there's a lot of guys on that cusp, And if they were fortunate to be able to play it a little bit longer, that it really could have helped them out. And you know, again, I mean, there's, you know, you look at Trevor Hoffman. I mean, he's the second all-time. He's got an award named after him, and he's, you know, hopefully this year he gets in. That's how hard it is to get into the Baseball Hall of Fame. So hopefully this year is a good year for Trevor. But, again, I think that without really looking at the numbers, I don't know. Lance was a great player, great teammate, funny, one of the funniest human beings ever.
You mentioned Trevor Hoffman, and we talked about when, you know, how hard it is for relief pitchers to get in at this point. And one of the guys that is now, I guess, technically up is Billy Wagner, a guy who you played with for a while. Watching Billy Wagner all these years, never once did I say, that's a Hall of Fame player. That's a Hall of Fame career. But when you look at the numbers that he's piled up, the saves numbers especially, if that's the only number you pay attention to, he's up there on that list.
Absolutely.
When you were playing with Billy, did you ever think, this is a guy I could see, you know, being one of the all-time greatest players? Because that's presumably what the Hall of Fame is for.
Absolutely. And, you know, the closers just don't get the respect that they deserve. And you know, again, we're talking about Trevor. He's, you know, all-time saves leader in the National League and has an award named after him. And Wax is right up there. You look at Brad Lidge. You know, Houston's had a had an unbelievable run during my 20 years of great closers with Dave Smith and Wags and Lidge. And, I mean, that's three guys right there that had a lot of saves. And and I hope Wags gets more love this year. I mean, he's, you know, I don't know why, but that's just that closer thing that they sometimes the voters have a hard time with that. But let me tell you something. Everybody that ever puts on a uniform, the ones that have a closer, they know it. I mean, because you're not going to win unless you have one. Because it's the most important inning of all innings, because you got guys go out there and they bust their tail for 3.5 hours, and then you bring a guy in like Wags or Lidge, and game's over.
I always said that.
I mean, it's over. We know it. They know it, too. You know?
That was the great advantage the Yankees had when they were winning all those World Series was they knew what was going to happen. And in the playoffs, it was usually the eighth and ninth inning. But to have
seventh
that,
inning sometimes, too.
Yeah,
you just come in, get an out, and go eighth, ninth, and crazy.
And you never worried about them.
Nope.
You know?
The greatest player on the team right there.
So what made you decide to get involved in this, and tell us a little bit about how this came together with your place?
This is just Ira and Stephen Mitzner, with Rita, built this the building, and then the Marriott, and then, you know, being involved with those two partners right there, they asked, approached me with it, and I never thought in my wildest dreams that I'd ever, you know, be getting into a restaurant or sports bar type. And then you thought about it, and this is just, again, it's location, it's the area, and it's the people you're with. I mean, I think that, you know, Marriott is number one in the world. You know, in the Rita Group, there's those two people together. So the three of us making a partnership has been pretty fun and exciting. And so at the end of the day, it was a pretty easy decision for me to make.
Well, we appreciate you spending some time with us, and love your place. And
thank you.
What on the menu should we be looking at?
Yeah.
What's the thing?
Well,
they're
going to expand a little bit. The fish tacos are really good. You know, you can never go wrong with the you know, hot dog or the hamburger. But then again, the chili's pretty good.
Okay.
And then there's going to be a Biggio sandwich coming out here soon in the next menu, which is going to be pretty good. I had a sample of it today. The chef's been working hard on it. And so we'll see, you know, what everybody thinks about
You're smiling. Is it some kind of weird sandwich?
No, it's a good sandwich. It's a simple sandwich. You're going to be like, I can't believe I've never had one of these before.
Okay.
And I bet you never had one.
It's like peanut butter and steak or something?
Okay. Steak could be one. That could
no
be
peanut butter, though.
No, no peanut butter. Okay. But
so I think it should have seven ingredients in it, though.
I never thought about that.
That's
this is good. The chef made
sandwich.
One up today. It was really good. So,
yeah, I'm not going to tell the chef how to do his job. All right.
Yeah, neither.
It's Craig Biggio.
There he is. Say, chef.
Craig Biggio, Hall of Famer, and part of one of Biggio's, which is where we're at today. So if you're looking for a place to come hang out, already got a few blitzers here. Get your butts out here, and we shall have a good time. And now, what do we have here?
Now, Man's Best Friend.
Ah.
I got to tell you, if you've got a dog that's out of control, Man's Best Friend's a great place to take them. I've taken three of my dogs there. They've done a great job with those dogs, and I recommend it strongly to you guys. Man's Best Friend, you sit down with them. You tell them what your issue is with the dog. They get it out of them. That's what they work on, whether it's jumping on the furniture, chewing, barking, all that stuff, taken care of. And, guys, 25% off your training just by telling them you're a blitzer when you go to Man's Best Friend. Happy pets make happy households. That's the way to go. Say yes to Man's Best Friend. For more info, log on to mansbestfriend.com. That's mansbestfriend.com. The professional difference in dog training.
listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Biggio's in the Marriott Marquis. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Biggio's, where they're having their grand opening, official grand opening. They were open Super Bowl week. This place was packed. It's interesting to me how many places have come up around here like this that they got open in time for Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully everybody made a little money off of that. That was a big week. All right. First off, I have to tell you, let's rodeo, Houston. Cody Johnson is performing tonight.
Oh, yes.
Are you a big Cody Johnson guy?
Massive, massive Cody Johnson fan.
I thought Cody Johnson was a NASCAR driver.
I mean, maybe he is secretly.
Okay.
Right?
Double agent. It wouldn't be a stretch. Country guy, NASCAR guy. Well, let's rodeo Houston. Cody Johnson is performing tonight for just $18. You can see the best music, rodeo action, shopping, dining, and carnival fun. And it doesn't have the rest of the read on here.
Hmm.
Buy your tickets at rodeohouston.com for Cody Johnson. There you go.
Love that dude.
Do you really? I don't think I've ever heard a Cody Johnson song in my life.
I haven't either, but I love him.
Okay. Well, he's the best.
Big fan.
Tyler, do you have some Cody Johnson music for us?
I can find some.
Well, you're supposed to be playing it whenever we do those reads.
Okay.
Yeah, it's sort of our deal with the rodeo.
Like, tell me that.
I'm sure someone told you that. In fact, I saw Jong's email that it was mentioned on there. See, I was just going to make fun of some of the music, but I can't do it now because he's not playing it. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis, 7 o'clock tonight. Our buddy Glenn. A lot of people making some really good suggestions for what should go in Fowler Tower. Wolves.
Okay.
So you can have wolf fights.
That'd be nice.
And that way, if Arian Foster wants to come in and prove himself,
okay,
it's there. I like that idea. Have some guard wolves. Keep people out.
Apparently, Arian Foster is going to be on Joe Rogan's podcast today talking about wolf versus man. And I think Joe Rogan, who is probably, I don't know. I feel like Joe Rogan knows that the wolf would kill Arian Foster. Hopefully he's able to talk some sense into him. But part of me really wants Arian Foster to fight a wolf. So I'm kind of okay if he continues going on thinking that he could kill a wolf.
I'd love to see it. I hope he has life insurance.
Yep. Yeah.
But Disco wrote a thing on, because it says women never think about this, on animals she could beat up. And she had a rabbit on there.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I could take a rabbit.
Yeah. You would never catch a rabbit.
Well, he'd have to attack me at some point if he wants to win the fight.
Maybe. Maybe yeah. He tires you out.
No, when he gets close.
Who do you think is going to get tired first, you or the rabbit?
If I'm just standing there, the rabbit.
What if the rabbit's just standing there?
Well, I'll creep closer and closer slowly. And then he'll have to run. And then sooner or later he'll run out of juice and I'll punt him. I'll kick him through the uprights.
Okay.
That's what I'll do to him. A mouse? I can take a mouse.
Okay. We're not talking about domesticated now.
No.
We're talking about a wild rabbit.
A
jackrabbit.
Yeah, I could take him. I'd get him by the ears, swing him around, beat up his friends. That could happen. 713-780-ESPN. Jay off 288. What are the odds of Texans get Romo, Peterson, Elway, and Josh McDaniels asking for all the idiots? I think that's pretty much all the – you've hit all the buttons there.
That'd work.
Maybe not Vince Young. He didn't hit Vince Young, who's now on his way to Canada.
Congratulations.
I don't know.
It's your favorite squad, right?
Well, it's a wife squad, yeah. So
It's also – you wear a hat. It's your squad, too.
I root for them, yes.
Yeah. Are you excited about this? Is he an upgrade?
Yeah, he's a significant upgrade because they just traded the guy that they had. So
this is great news. Vince Young, now a Rough Rider. I mean, your wife is celebrating. Yeah. She's happy about it.
Yeah, she's excited, but We'll see how long that lasts.
I will say I've seen Vince Young dominate everywhere but the NFL. So, I mean,
if he goes up there and
if that trend continues, it's good news. It's good news.
Apparently, Arian Foster is on Joe Rogan's podcast right now. So,
okay. Well, yeah. What are you doing listening to us?
Yeah, exactly. Or how are you listening to both? Most people agree that you don't pay AJ Bouye that money.
It seems simple to me, but I also think there's some people who, and there's some people in football organizations who really prioritize keeping your own guys. And I believe in that philosophy if you can get them at the right money. But when guys are going to make more than they're worth, I'm okay letting them go.
And the Patriots have been the best at that. There's a reason why they keep winning Super Bowls. They're not going to overpay for guys. And then they'll go and get replacements that are either veterans or they'll draft replacements. And they always always find guys who can play. Somebody says, can you take on a pit bull? No, I would not fight a pit bull.
Are you crazy?
Pit bull's going to win. I will pepper spray the pit bull.
That still might not be good enough, depending on how ornery it is.
Well, and if he gets chomped down on your leg,
yeah,
there's not much going to help you there. And then what are the odds against the rabbit from Monty Python without the holy hand grenade? If they didn't have that holy hand grenade, they'd all be dead.
Probably.
So that rabbit was going to kill them all. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, be happy to take your phone calls. Hour number one already in the books, so that was easy. And so Doc is here, was watching an interview. Where's Doc?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Okay. Said he was here watching
the interview. Is he a real doctor?
Well, I don't know that. But says watching a great interview with one of Houston's best, Craig Biggio. And
was he talking about one of us being Houston's best with Craig Biggio, or was he calling Craig Biggio as one of Houston's best?
I'm going to go with us being one of the best.
Okay.
Because he's not here.
Okay.
So,
cool.
Even though he said he was.
Works for me.
Yeah. All right. What do we got here?
Yes. The Freers of Dirt. Dirt free carpet. Now's the time to save big on cleaning your carpets, your air ducts, your tile, your upholstery. And you can do it all with dirt-free carpet. Right now, they'll clean one room free with any purchase. That means you pay for one room, they'll clean the second one absolutely free, $0. Call 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet and go chemical-free with dirt-free. They're using powerful engines to create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. They're the only guys with this technology. Your carpets are fresh, deep cleaned without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, guys, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. They can do it all. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet. Tell them you heard it here. It's one room clean free with any purchase. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.